From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russia carried out more airstrikes in Syria Friday as a U.S.-led coalition urged Moscow to halt any attacks on the Syrian opposition and focus on Islamic State targets. The coalition includes U.S., Britain, Turkey, France, Germany, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, has been carrying out airstrikes against IS targets for about a year. Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to meet in Paris Friday with French President François Hollande to discuss the conflict in Syria. Russia says it's targeting Islamic State militants, but the U.S. accuses Russia of using the campaign to back the government of Bashar al-Assad. Officials of the U.S. and Russian defense ministries spoke in a video call Thursday about Syria. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
Rights groups say Russian strikes killed at least 30 civilians near the cities of Homs and Hama, which are controlled not by the Islamic State, but by the Syrian moderate opposition. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the Russian position is contradictory.
This kind of action by the Russians is ill-advised and will backfire.
Russia maintains Wednesday's strikes hit Islamic State military equipment, command post, and vehicles. Discord between Russia and the U.S. started before the strikes began. According to a U.S. official, a Russian general walked into the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, said strikes in Syria would start, and then requested the U.S. remain clear of Syrian airspace.
This is not the kind of behavior that we should expect professionally from the Russian military.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
And this is VOA News. Witnesses to the shooting rampage that killed nine people at a community college in the northwest U.S. state of Oregon Thursday say the shooter was targeting Christians. Officials say the heavily armed shooter entered classrooms at Umpqua Community College at mid-morning and began shooting people before dying of a gunshot himself during a shootout with police. Hannah Miles is a student at the college.
It's just crazy to think that somebody could do that, but it's even more incredible that strangers can become supporters for each other, people they don't even know.
At least two witness accounts say the shooter, who has not been named by law enforcement officials, asked his victims if they were Christian before he shot them. Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon spoke to the media late Thursday, providing details of the shooting, but asked reporters not to give the shooter undue publicity by using his name. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11 people. The crash happened shortly after midnight local time Friday. The cause of the accident is under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan said the crew, comprised of six U.S. service members, died in the crash. Five civilian contractors who worked for NATO's Resolute Support training mission also died in the crash. The Taliban claims to have shot down the aircraft. However, U.S. Air Force Major Tony Wickham dismissed that claim, stating he could say with a high degree of confidence that an enemy attack did not contribute to the crash. The Vatican says Pope Francis's U.S. meeting with Kim Davis, a state court official jailed for refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses, should not be construed as an expression of support for her position. The Holy See issued a statement Friday saying the Pope met with several dozen persons during his visit to the Vatican Embassy in Washington, D.C. last week. It said such meetings are due to the Pope's characteristic kindness and availability. It also said the only real audience the Pope granted during his time at the embassy was with one of his former students. The Vatican confirmed Wednesday that Pope Francis met with Kim Davis last week. Military officials in Nigeria say at least 14 people are dead after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri late Thursday. Officials said Friday that 39 others were injured in the blasts. Witnesses say at least two of the bombers appeared to be women. A military spokesman said the attacks took place near the Ajay-Lari railway crossing in the capital of Borno State. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.